بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تريز حديث عن أبي بشر قبيصة بن المخارق رضي الله عنه قال: تحملت حمالة فأتيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أسأله فيها، فقال: أقم حتى تأتينا الصدقة فنأمر لك بها. ثم قال: يا قبيصة، إن المسألة لا تحل إلا لأحد ثلاثة: رجل تحمل حمالة فحلت له المسألة حتى يصيبها ثم يمسك، ورجل أصابته جائحة اجتاحت ماله فحلت له المسألة حتى يصيب قواما من عيش أو قال سدادا من عيش، ورجل أصابته فاقة حتى يقول ثلاثة من ذوي الحجاء من قومه: لقد أصابت فلانا فاقة فحلت له المسألة حتى يصيب قواما من عيش وقال سدادا من عيش، فما سواهن من المسألة يا قبيصة سحت يأكلها صاحبها سحتا. رواه مسلم. This hadith teaches us that begging or asking in extreme circumstances is permissible, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to spell out and explain to us examples of extreme circumstances. So in this hadith we will see Abu Bishr Qabisa ibn al-Mukhariq radiallahu anhu, he says that I took upon myself the responsibility of being a guarantor between disputing parties, and then I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask him for assistance in this regard. So he says, tahammaltu hamalatan, I took on the responsibility of being a guarantor. What is meant? There's a specific meaning by this in Arabic. Tahammaltu hamalatan means I've took on a burden upon myself. There's two parties that are disputing. One party is owing the other party money. But in this dispute, because of some reason, that party that's owing the money doesn't want to pay the money. He says, no, this guy person didn't do the job properly. I'm owing him, I know, but he never do it. Now he's disputing. I did the job as it was described. And he's saying, no. Oh, for some other reason he spoke to me like this, so I'm very upset, I'm not paying him. So now there's a fight that is breaking out between two parties. So a third party comes in, a third person comes in. He says, okay, listen, there's no need to quarrel, there's no need to fight. I take the debt upon myself and I will pay you. Leave this dispute out. So he took a burden upon himself for a good reason, for a good purpose. That here there was two people that were disputing, and there was a debt there also, but the person didn't want to pay and this person is demanding. And just to quell the whole thing, another man comes in and he takes it upon himself. This is known as tahammaltu hamalatan, that I took on upon myself this burden of being a guarantor. Another example that comes in the kitabs is somebody has got a big hospital debt to pay. Now he can't afford it, he's battling to pay it. So one person comes in and says, never mind, I'll take it upon myself and I will now pay this thing. So he takes on this debt upon himself. So it's not necessarily that he's a guarantor upfront. Later on he's coming and then he takes it upon himself that this is what I'm going to do. So these are just some examples where someone is owing money and because of this another person takes it upon himself. Or sometimes they give an example, there's a madrasa and they're doing boarding facilities also. The students come there and now they stay in the madrasa, and now you'll find that someone from the madrasa goes around collecting money. So they took on the debt of feeding, taking care of those students, and now you got someone that is going around. This is also one type of taking on a burden of someone else, but for a good cause, for a dini cause. So anyway, this is what he's saying. This is what I did. I took on the responsibility of being a guarantor between disputing parties, and then I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask him for assistance in this regard. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wait until some charity comes to us and we'll give you some of it. So at that time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have, but his style was never to say no. To him, just wait a little while. When some charity comes in, then I will give you some part of it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't receive charity for himself. He would receive for the benefit of the ummah. He then said, O Qabisa, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then explained to him. He says, O Qabisa, begging is only lawful for three types of people. A person who takes it upon himself to be a guarantor, the first type that we spoke about now, then it is permissible for him to beg until he collects it, and he should then refrain. In other words, that amount that he needs now to pay this debt, until he collects that amount. Once he collects that amount, now he shouldn't ask any further. The second way is a person who has financial problems which consume all his wealth. In other words, he goes into the red, and now he's got so much of problems. And now because of this financial problem, this person doesn't have any wealth. then it is permissible for him to ask until he collects sufficient to support himself. And that is, a person who is afflicted by poverty to such an extent that three people of intelligence from his community testify that he is in fact afflicted by poverty, then it is permissible for him to beg until he collects sufficient amount to support himself. Or Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, support himself or cover his needs. Now just look at this. Here is one is that person that goes into financial problems. He had money, not to say he didn't have money, and then suddenly he went to a problem. Some examples of this is looting. Person had money, he had wealth, he had stock, he had goods. Suddenly the looting came and all his goods went away. So now he's in a problem. So a person like that who had money and then he's gone into financial difficulties. Now it's permissible for him to ask. There's no harm for him to ask. And look at the next one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that a person is afflicted by poverty. But not just that he's afflicted by poverty. Three people there in a community who are well known, good people, respectable people, they confirm that this person is indeed a poor person. In other words, they know who's staying in the community, they can identify who's there. You say, no, this person is indeed a poor person. Now that person is allowed to go and ask for money, he's allowed, he's permitted to go and ask because of his situation. In other words, Islam is making it such, Islam has control such that begging doesn't become something that people just go do in mass numbers and they decide that every corner we want to beg and every corner we want to ask for money. It's not something like that. It's something that is very serious. Yes, on one side we encourage to give, but on the other side, begging is not something that is encouraged at all in Islam, as we can see from this hadith. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Qabisa, apart from this, begging is unlawful and the one who begs is consuming haram. The one who begs is consuming unlawful. Suhtan means something that is unlawful, wealth that is not good. So although he's getting any things that he's collecting, he's actually taking things that are haram in his income, in his consuming those things that are unlawful. So therefore we did before that where a person has got enough for the day, sufficient for the day, now even for him to collect for tomorrow and ask people for tomorrow is not permissible. Let tomorrow come and he doesn't have again for one day, then for him to go and ask is okay. Otherwise the person just goes and asks people unnecessarily. This is not right. With the day he doesn't have for the day, that's when he can ask. When he's got for the day, then he shouldn't be asking. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. See how beautiful our deen is, our shariat is. It shows a balance on both sides. The benefits of giving, of sadaqah and charity, and the harms also of unnecessarily asking. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.